See the full menu at ColbertHills.com.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, as I am every Wednesday, here with Manhattan Ogden USD 383 school board member Leah Fleiter and Superintendent Marvin Wade. And did either of you use Casement this morning to get here?
Yes.
Part of the way, yes.
Part of the way, yeah.
You're able to go all the way through.
I didn't. Yeah. Oh, I didn't try. I went around the other way.
We are thrilled here at Manhattan Broadcasting that Casement is...
You're not behind your moat anymore?
No, I'm not having to...
You guys got your mascot thing almost resolved. We have our Casement Road issue resolved. Strong.
Congratulations.
Thanks
you got yours resolved.
All right, we got a lot of other... items to go through here, and we'll start off with the recognition of a chemistry teacher at MHS. And I know for myself, some of the biggest influences in my life growing up has always been teachers, so nice to see a recognition here. And I guess, Leah, if you want to tell us more about it.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. Chris Harold is a longtime teacher in the district, and as you mentioned, as an influence, she has influenced many, many science students and students of all stripes in our district, and she is now teaching chemistry at MHS. And she was recently selected to be a STEM teacher ambassador. Now, for those who might not be aware, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And the organization is the National Science Teachers Association and the National Council of Teachers of Mathematics. And they select 10 teachers from across the United States to be STEM teacher ambassadors. And our very own Chris Harold was one of those teachers who was selected, so she's being honored as one of 10 outstanding teachers across the country. She'll receive some special training, communications training, and to assist her in participating in some education policy discussions, you know, state and national level. And any of us who know Chris know that she probably doesn't need too much communications training to communicate her love of science and her love of teaching. And so we're very proud to recognize her tonight.
And STEM, an avenue of teaching and learning right now that you're seeing all across the country, and everybody's really excited about it. Marvin, I think you had some things you wanted to say about
this. I remember when I interviewed that I mentioned my involvement with STEM and how great it was to see the students engaged with the project-based learning, really enthusiastic about the learning process. And as soon as that interview was over, Chris came up to me and gave me I think it was a 3x5 card with all of these resources that I could go to help further the STEM effort where I was at the time.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
She's been an ambassador all along.
That's right, yeah. And now she's being officially recognized as that. So we're very proud of her.
And you know, very good. Congratulations from K-Man.
Yeah, yeah.
And that,
thank you.
Along. Some other items, Manhattan High School baseball. They're going to Arizona. The Cats aren't the only people going to Arizona. They got Manhattan baseball going too.
Every 2 years, the baseball team goes down to Arizona during their spring break to have some warm weather training, to visit
spring training.
With baseball teams, and an opportunity for the players and coaches to get to know each other better in the program. So this is a presentation from them on consent agenda for the board to approve for them to make that trip. And it's exciting opportunity that there's a couple other high schools in the state that do the same thing, and they all report how good it is for their programs to be able to do that.
Sure, that's very good for team morale, those sort of things. And those are the type of trips that you remember really for the rest of your life.
Sure.
Going on. Those are very important for high school kids. Also looking at the contract with City of Manhattan, Special Alcohol Fund. Leah, I believe you wanted to say a few words.
Yeah, the
that.
Special Alcohol Fund is money that the school district uses to provide a number of drug and alcohol prevention and education programs. And Kari Keaton-Humes is our coordinator for that. And she has had a longstanding relationship with the city to coordinate with the city and for the school district the use of that money and how that goes to help not only educate our students about the dangers of drug and alcohol abuse, but kind of help them identify some other, you know, other activities that they can use to help sort of, what am I trying to say, you know, just kind of keep on the straight and narrow, or you know, make good decisions.
And it is a significant amount of money for this, the 2018 year. It's $200,000. So a lot can be done with that kind of money.
And just kind of an annual renewal on this contract, I assume. And Rezac Auditorium.
Yes.
Getting a little bit, getting some upgrades, some needed upgrades.
Yeah, it's been, you know, as folks may know, it's been in need of some updates for several years. Any of us who have been to some of the musicals and the plays, you know, you'd be in the middle of like the best part of the show and the sound would cut out or things like that. So that has been addressed, and we are now working on the projection system. And I wanted to note also that MHS alumni Richard Broadhurst, who's a playwright, has been in town, and he has been conducting a couple of staged readings and taking sort of goodwill donations to assist with some additional Rezac Auditorium renovations. So we're happy to give the final approval to the auditorium projection system tonight at the board meeting.
And the projection system, it's $21,875 is what the amount is for that. But as Leah said, there's been work with lighting, with sound, with projection, a lot of necessary work being done at Rezac, and I've got to say the Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation has been one of the groups that's really helped with that.
Yes, we want to thank them.
They've set a goal of raising $150,000 in donations to support the work, and they've got over $100,000 already. And the district is putting money in until the foundation reaches their goal, but then they're going to help with any of the costs and use that money to continue to improve Rezac. So, you know, just a shout out to them for all the great work they're doing to help this effort, because it was needed.
When was last time that sort of equipment's been updated at Rezac? Or is that original stuff?
I don't know if it's original, but yeah, it's probably been 20 years.
And that's important. So when you look at what students can do today, what type of productions they can put together. You really need upgraded systems that can match their creativity.
Right. Yeah, if you've been to any of the productions at Rezac, you know that the kids do a fantastic job. And so it's exciting to be able to help them, support them.
And you mentioned, Marvin, you mentioned donations being important
with
those upgrades to Rezac. So what a perfect segue to talk about.
That's right.
In our time with you all this morning with some donation announcements.
Yeah, we'd like to recognize a $12,000 cash grant from Riley County's Raising Riley to the College Hill Preschool for student fees. We have a $5,300 cash donation from Raising Riley to Head Start for personnel and extended child care service costs. We have a $9,100 cash donation from the Frank Bergman PTO to the school to purchase 30 iPads and covers for students. We have a $1,500 cash donation from the Lee Elementary PTO for field trip transportation for those students. We have a $1,000 cash donation from Thunderhead Engineering to the MHS Robotics Club for some travel expenses. We have a $500 cash donation from Larson Construction to Anthony Middle School to use towards Pride Club dodgeball incentive and some other incentives for student achievement. And this is kind of cool. It's a $1,500 anonymous cash donation to Frank Bergman Elementary for the purchase of ukuleles. So looking forward to some ukulele instruction over there with the Dolphins. So the total that we're going to accept at tonight's meeting is just about $31,000. And that's something that we do every board meeting. And we sincerely appreciate our parents and our businesses who work so hard to partner with us to provide some opportunities for our kids.
All right. Anything else?
No, I would just say 6:30 tonight.
At the
Education Center. And don't forget, we're also streaming the meetings on Facebook Live now. So if you're a Facebook fan, go ahead and catch us there. And we promise to speak into the mic so that folks can hear us.
Always important.
Yeah.
I would add real quick too, Brady, that at the end of the meeting, we have executive session, one for acquisition of property, one for personnel. When the board comes out of that executive session, there won't be any action taken on either of those items.
All right.
Just so people know, if they look at the agenda, there's no reason to wait around for after that executive session, because there won't be any kind of announcement or anything.
Good to know. So anybody going to the meeting tonight, you should be well educated on what's going on. And thanks for listening. Thanks for coming on. this morning. Manhattan, Ogden USD 383 school board member Leah Fleiter and Superintendent Marvin Wade. More in focus coming up after this.
I think the new mascot needs to learn how to play the ukulele.
Oh, there you go.
I think that could be a nice, that'd be a nice little touch. Yeah.
Add that in tonight.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. They're